6,500 early childcare workers walked off the job today in protest of low wages, with some educators earning just $21 per hour. In February, the Fair Work Commission dismissed the workers' case for a 32% pay increase. With many parents already paying tens of thousands of dollars each year for childcare, United Voice, which represents childcare workers, are looking to the federal government for help. Kara Wagner asked Helen Gibbons, Assistant National Secretary of United Voice, whether today's strike was legal.
Early educators are walking off the job all across the country in hundreds of early education centres, and they're doing so with the support of the parent community, and they're doing so with the support of their employers.
Ms. Gibbons says the current wages do not reflect the necessary qualifications or the nature of the work.
So early educators are all qualified. You can't work in long day care without a qualification, and they have a range of different qualifications. And yet they're paid as little as $21 an hour, which is just an appalling rate of pay.
A spokesperson for the Minister for Education and Training, Simon Birmingham, said that United Voice had their case heard and dismissed by the Fair Work Commission, but are ignoring the findings of the referee. They said that early childcare workers are clearly being used by their unions to try to score political points and being given bad advice. The Fair Work Commission itself found that United Voice elected to place all their forensic eggs in one basket without calling any evidence whatsoever. United Voice submitted their request 5 years ago, and in that time it became apparent that their legal approach was flawed. United Voice says the commission moved the goalposts for the case, and they weren't able to present all the evidence they wanted to. And Helen Gibbons says this hasn't helped childcare workers.
So we lodged a Fair Work case many years ago, and it sat in the commission for nearly 5 years before it was eventually dismissed. We put forward great arguments, but ultimately the commission didn't accept them. And it's so frustrating for educators, partly because it was so slow, but also because everybody in the community says you're worth more. Everybody in the community says we can see that you're undervalued, and we can see it's because it's historically been seen as women's work. And yet not one educator was able to give evidence in the commission.
But a report from the Australian Childcare Alliance found that New South Wales parents are already paying rates comparable to private school tuition. So where will the money for a wage increase come from?
This campaign has all been about getting the federal government to invest properly in this sector. Parents already pay a really significant amount of money for childcare fees. It's already a huge part of the family budget. And the fees can't go up, because if the fees go up, it means that parents are excluded and children are excluded, and it means that that's not good for the children and families, but it's also not good for the economy.
In a statement, Simon Birmingham said the government would be allocating $2.5 billion for childcare funding.
I expect all early learning and childcare centres to value their employees and pay them as much as they can afford. The Turnbull government is overhauling childcare subsidies and investing an extra $2.5 billion to deliver more support for more Australians, benefiting around 1 million families.
But workers say this has not done enough to help. Ms. Gibbons again.
Well, this is part of the Jobs for Families package, which had a focus on getting increasing workforce participation, but it had no focus on the workforce of early educators. It didn't speak to that at all. There was no modelling associated with that. There was no recommendations associated with that. There was nothing earmarked towards any sort of professional development or professional pay for early educators.
The cost of childcare 5 days a week for a year ranges from $25,000 to $50,000, comparable to and even surpassing the fees of elite Sydney private schools.
So early educators have been calling on this federal government to sit down with them and talk to them about equal pay and what their solution is and what their plan is to pay this workforce professionally. And if the government doesn't take notice of today, then they will keep going, and this will escalate and escalate and escalate. And the patience of early educators is well past time. The patience of parents in having to keep their children at home is getting sorely stretched as well. And the government needs to take this seriously, otherwise they're going to face enormous ramifications as we head towards an election. The federal government needs to fund this sector properly. We invest well below the OECD average. We are nowhere near best practice of OECD spending, and we don't even measure up to a similar country like New Zealand.
Helen Gibbons, Assistant National Secretary of United Voice, ending that report by Caro Wagner.